we keep misunderstanding each other, and so we keep thinking that we don't love each other when in fact we do.
Hello, and welcome back to A Year Unhinged, the podcast where we make no sense for 365 complete days.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, do we make less sense as the days go by.
Yes.
And today we're going to do more of that. We're going to be even harder to follow. So if you have seen any of our past episodes where we like to get just kind of blind guess plots, and it just create new lore based on images alone for different fandoms. We're going to do that again today, but kind of with a twist. Full credit to Bree. This was her idea. But we are going to start with my pick, which is Gallivant. So how we're going to play now is all Bree is going to get is the title of the show in one picture. And she has to tell me what it's about, what the deal is.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I said, I have sent you an image if you'd like to pull it up now.
Alrighty.
I do believe you'll recognize at least one of the actors in there. And
Carlton Lassiter!
There it is! Yeah!
What is he doing here? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And again, it is called Gallivant.
Well, so, based on their costuming alone, I believe that Gallivant is a show about a theme park, actually, called the Gallivant Theme Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like your standard run-of-the-mill kind of, like, Ren Faire sort of, like, but one that runs basically year-round.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of think like medieval times, but minus all the really cool parts of medieval times.
Okay, cool.
They do try, and there are definitely some people who get way too into character, specifically the king, who is played by, his name is not Carlton Lassiter, but that is who I know him as.
Mm-hmm.
It's Timothy something, but he is Carlton Lassiter from Psych.
Timothy Omundson.
Yes, that's, oh, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's his real name, though. And he is a method actor. And he is in character at all times. Mm. If you are not calling him my liege, if you are not bowing to him, he will make your life a living nightmare. Because you see, he used to be a Broadway star. He used to be like on Broadway in Macbeth.
Mm.
So, but things went horribly wrong for him and he wound up here. But because of that, he kind of still has like that sort of prestige, and he is essentially the draw for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm,
and
because
of that, they kind of have to cater to his just absurdities.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Does he have a name for both himself and perhaps his medieval times role?
So he actually legally changed his name to Adonis.
Okay.
Just single moniker. So that is his name, unfortunately. And he just goes, he does go by King Adonis as well. So he basically insisted that be the carrying thing for the theme park.
Got it. Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah. And everyone else is much smarter than him.
Mm.
And is much nicer than him, except for the queen. Somehow the queen is worse.
Mm.
But it's only because her dad owns the theme park.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Which is not a great look, and it's not a great trope, honestly. I kind of wish I wouldn't have chosen that trope, but I did.
Okay. Okay. It's all right, you know. Sometimes your dad owns a theme park. You can't help it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's just kind
of worst.
Exactly. What's wild, though, is that the guy up front in this photo, who's standing there, his dad also owns the theme park. They're brother and sister, you know. And he's perfectly fine about it. He doesn't abuse his power at all. So that way there's a balance.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So we have, like, what is the relationship between these siblings, then?
It is one of contention, unfortunately. Okay. Like, the guy up front, whose name is escaping me, they just call him Sir Gallant. That's kind of like his knightly name.
Mm-hmm.
He actually has great, like, aspirations for the theme park. He thinks that there's a lot of things that can be done to make it better than it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, like, the dreams and aspirations of, like, oh, I can do this. Like, one day I will hopefully be able to take this over and, like, turn this into something that's, like, family friendly and, like, people want to be here and they're not just showing up to either, like, ogle Adonis or make fun of us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she, what's her deal? What's her goal for the park,
then? She basically just doesn't want to have to do a lot, and she wants people to admire her, and that's kind of, you know, that's if you're queen, that's what you got.
Yeah. What's her name?
Lori.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, that's what I'll go with. And then I think that Sir Gallant and the lady in red on the far end are secretly in love with each other. Mm. But, like, through a series of mishaps, it's like that constant thing of, like, oh, no, we keep misunderstanding each other. And so we keep thinking that we don't love each other when, in fact, we do, kind of a thing over and over again.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's okay. That's for a later plot point. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that eventually. It's like a slow burn kind of thing. It's just a mess, but it's okay because once all of the misunderstandings are cleared up in one yelling match, and then they realize that they actually do love each other, and all of this has been terribly mishandled and also probably meddled in with by the guy in the back. Who's standing off to the side in the brown armor with a sword on the ground.
Okay.
He's not been helping because he's just mean.
Okay.
That's his whole deal. He's just mean.
Like, that's his character in the medieval times setting or the man himself or both?
Both, actually.
Okay.
And then the guy on the other side in the green pants who's standing there like, aha, I'm not up to anything. Now, he is secretly an undercover detective sent by the IRS to figure out if they are, in fact, using the theme park to to embezzle and, like, do nefarious deeds with the tax dollars.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, and he might actually be on to something. I'm serious. That is entirely possible that is, in fact, what's happening here.
Mm. Little fraud.
Mm-hmm. Little fraud.
Okay.
In fact, maybe that's his catchphrase.
Use it in a sentence. Give me a line.
Forsooth, my good lady, thine ankle art showing. Little fraud.
Okay, so he's calling the queen little fraud.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. What's the queen think of this?
She hates it until she starts liking it.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
I think she'll probably wind up with a crush on him. But it's going to it's really going to smart when it turns out that he's been sent there by the IRS or the FBI or something.
Yeah. She's going to feel real dumb when he's been calling her little fraud the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm just wondering how he got the job, I guess, if he's...
Yeah.
You know?
It's a good question. But maybe he was, like, maybe he was a really good actor in college.
Maybe.
That was, like, on the way to the IRS or the FBI or whatever bureau that would be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go through and name the other ones, or... Meh.
You know what? No.
I like it.
Well, just on the far... Yeah. I think, like, if we're talking about their character names or their real names, honestly, it doesn't... No.
It doesn't matter. Who cares,
it doesn't
right?
matter. Yeah.
You know, I think... So you're going with the overall plot is that this is medieval times. There's some corruption. We're being... Mm-hmm. We have people with goals within, people who want to shut it down. Love plots. I love it. It's beautiful. My final question, I think, then we can say that this has been solid lore making, mm-hmm. is what style is this show filmed in?
I feel like it's kind of a... So I love Taika Waititi, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I want that.
Mm-hmm.
I just want that. That's okay. What I want in this. But like a little darker Taika Waititi.
Okay.
Yeah, but I still want that.
Okay, cool. So just like very dry, breaking the fourth wall kind of.
Sure, a little bit of that, a lot of bit of that maybe.
Okay.
But when it comes to the intense scenes, those are still super intense.
Okay, all right. I love it. Well done. I would watch that show. And you know what? You got so much of it wrong. I might write that show.
Okay. I'm here for it.
That sounds like I love what you've created. It's beautiful. Let's do that.
Okay. I'm here for it.
Let's write a show after this. Okay.
All right.
Stay tuned next year for when we write and release a show. No, that was really fun. And you created a beautiful piece of art there. I love
Thank
that.
You. Thank yeah, you. Yeah. I am curious as to what the show is actually about.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you?
Sure.
In the episode? Okay, why not? So, believe it or not, one of the characters is named Galavant.
Oh.
Yes, and it is the man up front.
Okay. So I was close on that.
You were so close on that. So, the plot is that Galavant was in love with the queen. And they got together many, many times, you know, biblically. And she ends up, you know what? I don't remember how. Somehow, I don't remember how, it's been a little bit. Somehow, he's basically like, she ends up with somebody else. Yeah. She marries the king to become the queen. That's what it is. He fell in love with her before she was the queen. She marries Timothy Olmason's character to become queen because she's actually, turns out, kind of, she sucks. She's, like, mean. Mm. But he doesn't know that. He fell in love with her. He hasn't been able to see her since she was queen. He's not, like, banished, really, but, you know, he's now way lower status than her, so he can't really get to her. So his whole goal is to go back to her and win her back. This lady in the red ends up kind of like helping him along the way. They don't like each other. They don't get along. They totally butt heads. You did call that. They absolutely do end up together. And you know the whole time. So that's not a spoiler if you didn't want to watch that. You know from the beginning that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But they kind of butt heads and she wants to go to the kingdom. I forgot, like, they stole her, like, family's jewel or something. And so it's like, eh, we'll tag team. My very favorite character over there, the undercover detective you have created, he's actually the squire of Galavant. And that's why he doesn't have a sword. Galavant, like, won't let him have a sword. Until he impresses him, kind of a thing. And then I think eventually he does get one or something like that. And then the bald guy here is actually, the king's guard dog, basically.
Oh, okay.
You weren't totally wrong about the style, though, except that it's a musical. So it's a musical television show, and it is so funny. It's comedy, and very dry. The queen has this whole song about, like, the first time she ever felt a feeling, and it was that day. So she's like, because she's just so mean, like, this cruel-hearted, you know, person. And I don't want to give away why she's having a feeling, because it's so funny. But yeah, there's this whole song that's just like, what am I feeling? Is it a feeling? And it's just so funny. It's good. I can't recommend it enough. And it kind of is Waititi-like, where all the random extras just happen to be super huge celebrities. Like, Ricky Gervais is in it. And it's really good. I think you'd like it. But that's the plot. Like without telling you the important spoilers.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, if you out there who's listening / watching this, if you enjoyed today's episode, please do give us a rating that you think is fair and come back tomorrow because we will be here. Maybe with more of these, and we hope you are as well. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
King Richard. Madalena. Gallivant. Isabella. Gareth. Sid.